Amen. Romans 11, verse 29. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Hallelujah. What does this mean? For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. You know, we are human beings. When we make mistakes and God points it out, as the saints in the Bible, we have to go ahead and repent from all the things that we committed that are contrary to the Word of God, and that's how we repented from our sins and we were washed by Jesus Christ in the waters of baptism and received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and now part of the church. But God is holy. The angels cover themselves with their wings and cry out, "Holy, holy, holy." God always existed, and it is mind-boggling to our one-pound brain. And God will always exist. And in eternity past and in eternity in the future, God has not made any mistake, and He will never make any mistake. Man writes history before it happens. Man writes history after it happens. But God writes history before it happens. Because in eternity past, God already knew what will happen in future eternity. So if you look at the book of Revelation, if you read the first chapter of the book of Revelation, this is how the first chapter of the book of Revelation reads, and it is really awesome. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto Apostle John to show unto his servants, the church of the living God, the things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. God did not want us to be surprised about the things that are going to happen in the future. And so the Bible tells us that God sent his angel and showed us what is going to happen in future eternity. Everything that is written in the book of Revelation is what is going to happen. Revelation is not a book about what has happened, but Revelation is a book about what is going to happen, because God has already planned our future. Our future in Jesus Christ is already planned in God's mind. So we don't have to be surprised about what happens in our life, because every minute detail, including the hairs of our head, are all counted. God knows at every second how many hair we will have in our head. God knows about our entire body, about our entire soul, about our entire spirit, and God knows everything that is going to happen. You know, I have so many things that I need to do that I haven't completed. And so I was worried this morning, "Lord, there is so many things that's on my list, and I hardly haven't completed even 10% of what I'm supposed to complete." And early morning, as I was getting up, I heard God's voice, and He said, "Everything is going fine." In God's plan, everything is going fine. We may look up and see the handiwork and say, "Well, what are these threads going around? It looks very confusing." Our life might look very confusing. However, when God looks at it, everything looks fine. Everything is according to His master plan. This verse that we just read in the book of Romans says, the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. It is the King James Bible, the ancient English Bible, and it's a little hard to understand. What that verse means is that, let's say God calls Brother Jose, and He has. God predestinated Brother Jose and Brother Miles and Sister Daniel, and He has. What God has planned, the blessings and the gifts that God has planned for the Barrios family, no one in this universe can stop that from happening. The calling that God has on Brother Jose and Brother Miles and Daniel's life, there is no power on heaven or earth or in this universe or in the galaxies that can void that calling. You know, Brother Jose has been called to the ministry of God in the U.S. as New Jerusalem Church, and God has planned it, and no one can stop that calling. In the book of Romans, chapter 8, there is a beautiful verse. It says, God called us, God justified us, and God will glorify us. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 onwards, from Romans 8, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. We love God, we are called according to the eternal plan of God that He had in us even before the world was created. Even before we had developed eyelashes, God had a plan for our life, and according to that plan, it will happen. And every circumstance in our life is planned and ordained by Almighty God. We know that all things, Romans 8:28, all things, things that may look good, things that may look bad, things that may look somewhat okay, all these things are planned, all will work together for good to them that love God. You know, when two atoms of hydrogen and one atom of oxygen come together, it turns into water. So even so, in our life, God can take two atoms of good and one atom of evil and convert it into good. God can take the bad circumstances that we think are bad in our life and the good circumstances and make an ultimate product which is good, because all things work together for good, not to everybody, but to them that love God. There are two conditions. You have to love God and you have to be called according to His purpose. So what is His purpose? What is God's purpose for our life? That is in verse 29. For whom He did foreknow, God knew us before the foundation of the world. And that is why it says, for whom God did foreknow, He also did predestinate. God predestinated us. You know, when a lot of people get into trouble, they say, well, that's my destiny. That might be the destiny of people that don't know God, but God predestinated us for a glorious purpose. For those whom He did foreknow, He did predestinate us. What did God predestinate us? What is our destiny? The destiny is God predestinated us to be conformed to the image of His Son. God chose us before the foundation of the world to be like Jesus Christ, the jewel, the most precious person, glorious person in the entire universe. Jesus Christ is the one that created all things in this universe. God created everything by Jesus Christ. And God has ordained us as the Church of the Living God, New Jerusalem Church, to be like His Son, Jesus Christ. That is why we have been predestinated to be like Jesus. Therefore, God allows many situations to happen in our life, good and evil, so that we will be purified, we will be strengthened, we will be empowered, and one day we will look like Jesus. We will be like Jesus. And that is why we read that again in the first epistle of John, that one day we will be like Him. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, starting from verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when Jesus shall appear, and the rapture is going to take place very soon, we shall be like Jesus, because we shall see him as he is. Because we are washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, we can see Jesus in all his glory when he comes back. The people of this world cannot see Jesus, and if they do, they will be burnt by the power that comes from Jesus, because our God is a consuming fire. But for us, the children of God, Jesus Christ purifies us. And so in 1 John chapter 3, verse 3, every man that had this hope in himself that he will be like Jesus purifieth himself by the blood of Jesus and by the Holy Spirit, even as Jesus is pure.
Amen.
And so, amen. And so going back to Romans chapter 11, verse 29, the gifts and calling of God are without repentance, meaning that God called us to be like Jesus. God called us to be blessed. God called us to have all his gifts. And the plans that God has for us is wonderful, and no one can change that. In the book of Ephesians, again, we read about God's glorious plan. But God, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 onwards. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. God loved us with an everlasting love, even before we were conceived in our mother's womb. God loved us with an everlasting love, even before the world's foundation was laid. God loved us with an everlasting love in past eternity, before even the universe and the galaxies came into existence. God loved us so much that when we were dead in sins, God sent us Jesus to shed his blood, sent us the Holy Spirit, and raised us up. In verse 6, has raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Today, you know, Brother Jose might be in South Carolina. I might be in Texas. But actually, the Bible says we are not on planet Earth, because we have a body and a soul and a spirit. The outer body that you see is actually the shoes. The inner soul is the leg, and the spirit is the heart that pumps the blood. Therefore, our soul and spirit, which is a real person, not the outer body, is seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Jesus is seated on a throne. We are also crowned and seated with Jesus on the throne. And the whole universe is below Jesus and us. And that is why we are able to worship Jesus and worship the Father and the Holy Spirit and praise and glorify him. So why are we seated on thrones with Jesus right now? Verse 7 says, God the Father, in eternity to come, in the eternal future, wants to show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. It is all through Christ Jesus. It's all through Jesus. Through Jesus, God wants to show us in the future how much he loves us. You know, God opened the door for Brother Jose to get a job in South Carolina. God showed a good life partner for Brother Miles and gave a precious child. These are all little blessings compared to what God is going to give us in the future. What God is going to give us in the future is going to be mind-boggling. It is not even going to be comprehended. Apostle Paul got caught up to heaven, to the third heaven, and saw things that he came back and said, it is so glorious that there is no words in the human language to express what awaits us. If you think God is blessing you now, wait till Jesus Christ comes back and you cannot even understand the glory. Because the Bible says, eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that God has prepared for us, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. It is confirmed, it is planned, we are called and chosen and predestinated. That is why the book of Romans, chapter 8, the verse that we read, it says very clearly, those whom he called, he justified, he glorified, he transformed, and now all we are doing is awaiting his coming. Romans 8:30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, which is us, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. You know, a lot of Christians are waiting for Jesus to come so they will be glorified. Well, the Bible tells us in the book of John chapter 17, Jesus Christ tells the apostles, and in his prayer to God Almighty in John chapter 17, Jesus prays this glorious prayer. He says, Father, the glory that thou gave me, I have given unto them, that we may be one, as they also are one. See, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, the triune God, are one. You have separate personalities, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, three different personalities, but they work in unity and they are one. And now Jesus says, we, the children of God, are also one in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. John 17:21, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. You know, in a lot of companies where you work, the big boss sometimes feels threatened when some people that report to him in his team are very intelligent. And he fears, if these guys get really smart, they might become my boss, the company might promote them, and they get intimidated by exceptional performance. God is not like that. God wants all of us, his children, to be like him. He wants to share his glory. That is why the Bible tells us in John chapter 17, verse 22, God gave all his glory to Jesus, and Jesus gave all his glory to the church. As the Church of the Living God, New Jerusalem Church, we have the same glory that God gave Jesus Christ, and we have the same power and authority that God gave Jesus Christ. And the Church of the Living God, we have the power and authority, and we do, as the Church of Living God, New Jerusalem Church, bind all the powers of darkness in the universe, including planet Earth and the USA. Today,
amen.
The powers of darkness are trying to take over USA. They disrespect the president, the truly elected person that God has put in the White House. But let me tell you guys, whoever you are, demons or rats, I tell you in the name of Jesus Christ that you cannot stop what God has planned. God will come like a whirlwind. God will come like an overflowing flood. And there is no power on earth or the universe that can stop the Church of the Living God, New Jerusalem Church, from being built all across the world. Because the Bible says it shall come to pass in the last days that the house of the Lord shall be built on top of the mountains and all nations shall flow into it. USA and the rest of the world will be captured and will be completely overrun by the power of God Almighty, by the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Islam is not going to rule the world. Christianity is going to rule the world, and Jesus Christ is going to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and the capital of this world is going to be the heavenly Jerusalem, in present Jerusalem, and Jesus Christ will reign from there in the new heavens and new earth forever and ever, and all the chickens and rats and demons are not going to be able to stop it, because Jesus Christ is God Almighty, and He will reign forevermore.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And we have the power and authority as the church, and no one can touch us because we are surrounded by horses and chariots of fire. So when people send us death threats, we tell them, yep, you can send your death threats to lions@calljesusofnet.net because we are lions. We are lions. The Jesus Christ is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. So why are we getting into this topic? We are one with the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. God's glory has been given to us. God's plan is glorious for our future. So we need to rejoice in the Lord regardless of what is happening now, because everything is going to be glorious. We have the victory in Christ Jesus. Where, O death, is your sting? Where, O grave, is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and strength of sin is the law, but thanks be to God which giveth us the victory over the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the victory in Christ Jesus, because Jesus Christ has given us the victory. The Bible tells us very clearly in Malachi 3:6, God says, I am God. You know, many times when I hear the Lord's voice, one of the first things He says is, I am God. And then He starts giving the promises. When God says, I am God, there is no power on earth that can void His counsel or His authority or His glory, because God is God and the whole universe is subject to Him. The Bible tells us that when Jesus Christ comes to reign forever and ever, the galaxies, the planets, the sun and the moon and the stars, and everything will run for their life. They will flee from Him because they cannot even stand before the Creator. If rocks cannot stand before God, if mountains and galaxies cannot stand before God, how are wicked people going to stand before God? So now is the day of salvation. Now is the time for everyone to come back to God, to His church, and repent and stand upon the seven foundations. The word of God says in Malachi 3:6, I am God, I change not. I do not change. Man may change, but God may change His mind. He may tell something today, and He said, well, that was yesterday. Today is a different day, so I revert what I said yesterday. God is not like that. God is not man to lie, nor the Son of Man to repent. When God makes a statement, it is made for eternity. Malachi 3:6, I am God, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. We are the sons of Jacob. We are the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There is an Israel according to the fleshly hierarchy. But we are, as New Jerusalem Church, we are the children of God. God says, I am God, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob cannot be consumed. The whole world and the armies can come against us, but fire will come down from heaven and consume them. No one in this universe can touch us because we are surrounded by the glory of God. A church that is established by God has God's protection. A church that is established by man does not have God's protection. Malachi 3:6, I am God, I do not change. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Amen. Numbers 23.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Numbers chapter 23. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, brother. Verse 19. It's a glorious verse. Numbers 23 verse 19 is another promise of God, that God does not change, and that what He promised for us, He will perform. God is not a man that He should lie, neither the Son of Man that He should change His mind and repent. Hath God said something, and will He not definitely do it? Or has He spoken a promise, and shall He not bring it to pass? I, the Lord, know the end from the beginning. I speak before things come into existence, and I will bring it to pass. In the book of Hebrews, first chapter, we understand the power of Almighty God. How was the world and the universe created? He brought them into existence. Hebrews 11 verse 3, through faith we understand that the worlds, the universe, the galaxies were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. God called Jupiter and Saturn and Mars and all the galaxies into existence. God commanded the Milky Way, the sun and the moon and the stars. He just called them into existence out of nothing. Humans need raw material. If you need to make an automobile, you need to make steel, you need to mold it, you need to refine it, you need to build it, you need to fasten it with nuts and bolts. Not for God. He doesn't need raw material. He creates everything by His spoken word. So He made a promise to you and He planned something for you. It will happen. God told Abraham, you will have a son. There was no way Abraham could have a baby. He was about 100 years old and Sarah was past 90. And God made them like they were 20 years old. And Isaac was born. And Isaac had a son called Jacob. And now we see the nation of Israel. God told Abraham, your descendant shall be in Egypt for 430 years. And after that, I will take them out from being slaves to the promised land where they dwell today in the 21st century. On the exact day that God promised, God took the children of Israel out. Pharaoh said no. God said, your opinion doesn't matter, Mr. Pharaoh. My opinion is what counts. And they will come out. And the same Pharaoh that said no said, please leave and go and worship God. God said, you said my children cannot worship. If you said my children cannot worship, I will take action against you. Pharaoh was so relieved when the children of Israel left the land of Egypt. When he went after them, God opened the Red Sea and Pharaoh's army perished. God fed His people in the wilderness. Some of the giants that the children of Israel fought in the land of Canaan, history tells us some of those people were about 29 feet tall. Agag, one of the giants that the children of Israel overcame, was about 29 feet tall, according to history. Goliath was only about 10 feet that David killed. But there were greater giants that lived in the days of the children of Israel. They possessed this entire land, wiped out all the giants because God was with the children of Israel. Joseph was in prison. God gave him a dream that you will be raised to the right hand of Pharaoh. And in all adverse circumstances, not the will of man, not the will of Potiphar, not the will of Jacob's brothers, not the will of Joseph's brothers who wanted him to be killed, but God's will came to pass. And Joseph was raised as the emperor of the ancient world. Saul wanted to kill David so he can prevent him from becoming a king. But God's will prevailed. God's hand was on David, and David became a king. If God's hand is upon you, if God has given you a dream, if God has given you a promise, believe that promise and move forward, because no one can stop that promise from being implemented. Amen. If God gave a promise that New Jerusalem Church shall fill the world, the church of the living God, no one can stop that. Isaiah 61 and 2 will come to pass. When there is darkness, God's church, the glory shall be revealed from God's church. And we go on and on and on in the Bible and we see the power of Almighty God. Satan wanted to destroy Christianity. So he allowed Jesus Christ to be crucified. But the blood of Jesus Christ, which forgives and saves us from all our sins, caused us to become the sons and daughters of Almighty God by sending us the Holy Spirit. All the scribes and the Pharisees wanted to stop Christianity, but God raised Peter, God raised Paul. And today, Christians are all over the world, and they are going to come together as one body, one soul, one spirit, as the church of the living God, even as the ancient church, and the rapture will take place. The time is approaching. You might have heard that in the past 7 days, there have been more than 140 earthquakes all over the world. It has never happened like this in history. Why do we have over 100 earthquakes in about 7 days? The Bible tells us that when the angel of the Lord descended to open the grave, there was an earthquake. There are plans being made in heaven. There are preparations being made in heaven. The wedding of the Lamb, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is almost ready because preparations are being made in heaven. There are earthquakes happening on this earth because God is about to descend. The rapture is about to take place. However, there are certain things that need to happen. The Word of God needs to be preached all over the world. And the Church of the Living God, New Jerusalem, need to be established on top of the mountains, and all nations have to flow into it. And when that happens, when the power of God is manifested all over the world through His Church, New Jerusalem Church, the rapture shall take place, and we shall be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And that's why the ancient Christians, the ancient church, the first century church, used the word Maranatha, which means Jesus Christ is coming soon, and may the Lord bless you. And even today, we are ready as the Church of the Living God for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I met many people, many pastors in many denominations, but when I asked them, if Jesus Christ comes now, are you ready? Many of them scratched their head. I haven't got a straight answer. Why? Because there are 7 pillars, as it is written in the book of Proverbs. And there are 7 foundations for the church. And we will get into that later. But we are today in the Church of the Living God. Just like Noah built the ark, today we are building the church. And when the work is completed, we will tell the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father, Father, thy work is completed, and the rapture will take place. The entire Church of the Living God will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So let us comfort and strengthen and encourage one another with these words, because Jesus Christ is coming soon. May the Lord bless these words, and may the Lord strengthen us, and may the Lord give us the grace to be faithful to His calling until the trumpet sounds. For the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Starting from Apostle Stephen and all the saints who gone before. And we which are alive and live unto the coming of the Lord shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Our 401k, our retirement, our glory, our future is with Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us. Amen.